12, Henry's Harumph. Perhaps this is the one slot in this edition of Just Talk which doesn't chime with our feelings of goodwill to all men. Henry is unable to enter into the spirit of Christmas because... Oh, well, listen to Tony to find out why.
Last week, I saw Henry again in his favourite cafe. He was not waving any flags, but he had a handkerchief over his nose. I thought he must be sick. But when I said I was sorry, this is what he said. No, I'm fine. It's this awful smell that I'm trying to escape from. I just hate vapes. All these ghastly flavours, eucalyptus, mango, cheesecake, pink lemonade, gummy beer. The list seems stupid and goes on forever. It really is awful. You try to leave a shop and someone is there vaping out clouds of elderflower or cranberry. You take a deep breath and rush to get through without breathing in any of the smoke. You pass someone in the street and are choking by the stench of vanilla or peanut butter before you even realise that the person was breathing out. Even inside public buildings such as the library, they are sometimes hit by the scent of peach, papaya or popcorn and realise that the offender is not eating but discreetly snatching a vape. I know the NHS is actually encouraging people to vape rather than smoke, but quite frankly, I prefer the aroma of a Cuban cigar to any of the revolting odours coming from vapes. And then there's all the litter, as disposable vapes are chucked away after the last noxious fume has been spread far and wide. If the government is not going to quickly ban vapes, they need to do something else. I would suggest that they only offer them in repulsive smells to put the puffers off. But frankly, what could be more revolting than smoking rhubarb, donuts or marshmallows? I think the best answer may be to download a piece of music and play it loud every time you smell a vape. Smoke gets in your eyes and in your lungs and up my wick.
Well, I have to say that I do sympathise with Henry on this occasion. It's enough to give you the vapours, as they used to say. And Henry is clearly fuming.